Troy Aikman says he loves flyovers, just odd to have them over near empty stadiums. By Dylan Gwynn on October 20, 2020. Troy Aikman is firing back at those accusing him of being anti-military. After he and his broadcast partner Joe Buck were caught on a hot mic criticizing a military flyover of a near-empty stadium. As Breitbart Sports reported on Monday, Buck and Aikman were recorded on a hot mic as military jets soared over Tampa's Raymond James Stadium. A stadium that, due to coronavirus restrictions in the state of Florida, was only about 20% filled. The gas-guzzling jets making the flight over a nearly empty stadium prompted Buck and Aikman to marvel at the sight in a conversation that was, unbeknownst to them, live. Aikman, that's a lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover. Buck, that's your hard-earned money and your tax dollars at work. Aikman, that stuff ain't happening with, a Kamala Biden ticket, I'll tell you that right now, partner. Those comments were perceived by many on social media to be an unpatriotic shot at the flyovers as being a waste of taxpayer dollars. On Tuesday, Aikman took strong exception to that characterization of his remarks. I love a flyover, but it was odd to see one over a mostly empty stadium, Aikman said. But I am an unwavering patriot that loves this country. Has always respected our flag. Supported the men and women in the armed forces as well as those in uniform who serve and protect, and for anyone to suggest otherwise doesn't know me. My beliefs are what I have stood for my entire life. It was this reporter's opinion on Monday, disagreed with by many, that Aikman and Buck's comments were not criticisms of the military. Instead, the two were reacting to their unique position of being high atop a stadium with roughly 15,000 people in it while these elite planes and pilots perform a dramatic flyover that happens to cost taxpayer money. It seems that the comments from Buck and Aikman, neither of whom has a reputation as a social justice warrior, were pretty innocent.